Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, and Happy New Year to you, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too, man.
Well, what'd you wind up killing down there?
A couple of scrubs, ratchet heads for Belleville meat, but man, I had some great hunts. Man, it was awesome. A lot of deer, man.
Well, that's good. No, we made sausage yesterday and the day before and got all that knocked out finally. And got home last night about dark. I guess I'm going to go to the river bottom and finish up rifle season.
Right.
I know.
You got another week of that.
Huh?
You got another week of that, right?
No.
Or this weekend?
This weekend, dude.
Yeah.
On a rifle. Then you got muzzle loading and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Youth and all that. I'm pretty sure this is it for a rifle. I know in these states, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Down
south, I got this week and next week.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to hit it right on that last week. Hey, those bucks are going crazy down there, and it's on like crazy. And then you pull that big front next week and get those 10. You could tell the difference every morning and kind of hunt you were going to have. The colder it was, the better it was.
No, absolutely.
But, man, those afternoon hunts, you know, I saw a lot of game. You know, there's good movement, you know, due to the rut being on.
Right.
What I attribute it to, but 92 and 95 afternoons. Oh, man. It was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you talking about that big front next week. I'm not seeing it. I mean, I'm going to Lubbock next week at the end of the week. Well, weekend.
We're getting in the 30s.
Yeah, but, I mean, like Lubbock, it was going to be, I think Friday was low of 28.
Yeah.
30, 31 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's been trying to throw panic at me about, man, you're going to freeze to death out there, ain't you? Maybe my weather outfit wrong because I'm just not seeing this gloom and doom cold weather y'all talking about. But you're right. The 30s, for South Texas, that'll definitely make them jump through it, but everybody's been hollering about snow and all that stuff, and I'm going, man, I don't know what y'all seeing this. Y'all seeing something on TikTok or something? Because
well,
I didn't make it to the end of that game last night. Who wound up winning it?
Which one? The
Oregon.
Ohio State put it on them.
I knew they put them on them in the first half.
Well, they did the second half, too. You know, Oregon had looked a little lively and score a touchdown to make it close, and then they'd come back and score another one.
I mean, I don't know.
Ohio State is, those guys are fast. And number four, nobody could touch him. He just, what a speedster.
Well, it's like a Texas game yesterday. Their quarterback was fast, but he didn't wiggle us enough to get away from it. That was a hell of a game yesterday.
Yeah, that game made a werewolf out of a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean, it shouldn't have been that close.
No, it shouldn't have, but I tell you what.
But Texas always does that. They get off to that great start, and they'll lull through the middle of the game and come back to life in the fourth quarter.
They kept that defense on the field too much.
They did.
You think first quarter, I mean, how long? 6 minutes in that first quarter.
Yeah.
But the defense was on, and, I mean, they looked great. But, my God, that wear you down.
So. It does.
We shall see now. When they're going to play that game today? Do you ever call what time?
I don't know what time that game's scheduled for. I'll look and see, but you know they got delayed because of that terrorist attack. Bullcorn.
Yep.
And I'm showing temperatures for Houston. Monday will start getting cold. I think a high of 55, and then you'll go for lows 39, 34, 35, 35, 39, and 37 for 6 days. So it's a real cold front this time.
Yeah, we're definitely going to
But I mean, no doom and gloom, you know, pipe breakers and, you know, all that stuff.
No.
That looks like December weather there, you know, normally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that hunting season's coming to a close.
Right.
At least you got duck hunting.
Yeah, pushed a few ducks down. Not like it should be, but.
I've heard a lot of dismal reports on duck hunting.
Well,
you know, some guys are still getting them, but it, you know, they're having to work for them and scratch them out. But for the most part, on average, a lot of slow hunts.
Rusty had a little old dab of gadwalls and mallards come through the ranch, and he got all excited about it. I said, "Guarantee you're gonna see them. You saw them at one time. You're not gonna see them in bird moving. They just come through there and rested. They knew there was a pit stop there."
Well, I never saw so many bucks in all my life. You know, every hunt I'd see anywhere from 12 to 20 bucks, and the very next hunt you wouldn't even see the same ones. It'd be all new ones. And while those does come out and eat corn in the mornings, those bucks will come out and eat with them a little bit, and they'll slip off in the brush and watch them. And all of them's got their tongues hanging out. They'd watch those doe, and they'd get a little antsy, and they'd start pushing them does off. And you could look out in the brush if you were in a good high stand and look through all those motts and the edges through all that brush, and those does are just out there walking around. I mean, the bucks are out there walking around looking for does. It's pretty crazy. It's on, man.
Yep. Have anybody killed a big deer down there?
No, a couple of young men that came down and hunted the weekend. Corey shot a 8-point real heavy horn. It scored 135, and it was a good mature 5 or 6 year old deer. And little James shot one. It was 134, which, you know, was, you know, an old deer, mature deer.
Right.
And good mass and everything. But other than that, it just, man, I saw some deer I could have shot, but I mean, if I can't upgrade, I'm not going to kill one of Blaine's bucks.
I don't mind. And
it was hard to find a cull buck. There's so many 2 to 4 year old deer that are just, man, the amount of 10 and 11 and 12 pointers, I mean, a couple of years down the road, it's just crazy how they just keep coming through, just producing. And every doe that had fawns on it all had twins, but I'd say maybe 20% still had their yearlings on them. The rest of them are kicked off and on their own, and that's the ones the bucks are keying on, are those first-year deer that are already coming in.
Yep.
And those younger bucks are on them.
That's how the next week in a river bottom, in, you know, you're a muzzleloader hunter, that'd be the time to really get keyed up, because what few we've got, though, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We don't have many yearling deer. And that cold weather, you know, they'll probably cycle in what few does that got missed, they'll cycle, and there we go.
Right.
I'm not even going to dig my muzzleloader out, to be honest with you.
Well, it was fun, you know, watching those deer, and they're just
absolutely.
It's just a blast. And when you got that many to watch at, I mean, you're a nervous wreck in the middle of a hunt, because you need more eyes.
Yeah.
You know, with all those lanes looking down, I mean, it changes in a heartbeat. You'll see something walk out of the corner of your eye, and you'll switch over your binoculars and go, "Oh man, where'd that buck come from?"
Yep.
It's fun, man.
Yeah, it's fun. Make your eyes hurt, though. Give you a headache.
You know, my eyes feel stronger by using them like that. you know, scanning, you know, without my binoculars, right. Just scanning the brush and watching those movements and everything. I feel like I improved my vision while I was there. Got exercise mm-hmm. for my eyes I hadn't had in a while. It's pretty good.
Pretty cool stuff. How many doves you kill?
I didn't kill a doe. I didn't take
No, I said doves.
Oh, doves. We didn't get the bird hunt. There was too many deer hunters. Quail is what I wanted. You ought to see all the quail, man. It is, and it's so dry down there. They need some rain. He hadn't had any rain since September 15th.
Wow.
All the grass is waist high everywhere, but it's all brown now.
Right.
And you know what I thought was funny? I never seen them do this. Those deer would come out in the mornings and they'd tank up on corn, and then they'd just ease over to the side of the sendero and start eating grass. And we had one morning with fog, and I'd get to watching those deer, and they'd eat a while, and then they'd just move over on the edge and go over to a mesquite tree and start licking the dew off the leaves, you know, the wetness.
Right. Cool. Well, change subject, how'd you fare with the tornadoes down your way?
Everything went good my way. I don't know anybody that got screwed up, so...
Well, it was a mess up towards us.
I was watching that. I'm sitting in a deer stand, all these alerts are going off on my phone, and I'm looking at radar, and I'm going, my goodness, what a bunch of terrible weather.
Yep.
I mean, from Dwayne the coast was, all the way to Dallas.
Yep. Me and Dwayne, Texas nephew, we was the only two that I know that was in a river bottom when that was going on. Luckily, we all both had good enough phone service that it just, you know, it kind of stayed just up above 105. So, you know, we got lucky. We didn't get much wind at all in the bottom, but we got the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, 3 miles from my house, it got hammered. I mean, there's road. That runs between FM 2090 and FM 1485, which 2090 comes out of Splendor and 1485 comes out of New Caney. Called Fire Tower Road, it was completely shut down.
Really?
So much. Oh, yeah.
I know the Bolivar Peninsula was without power for 2 or 3 days. Because of power lines down. And I saw some videos. Harper over at Safe Floor, he took a video of that tornado that was coming across 146 headed towards San Leon.
Right.
That was a cool video, but
yep.
Glad I wasn't in the path of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty nuts, man.
Yeah,
pretty
it is.
Nuts.
Some violent weather. So.
Yeah, for this time of year, you just normally
yes.
don't see that.
Yeah.
Really don't. All right, Mike, Well, I wish you a great new year. I hope 2025 is better than 24. We shall see.
We will.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you about fishing with you this year, give them some info how they can get a hold of them and get on the books, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, Mike. Have a good one. Good luck to you.
You too. Later.
All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Time for a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down south now to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, see how he's doing. Good morning, James. How you doing?
Yo, buddy, what's up, man?
Not a lot, brother, not a lot.
Get that dust out of your nose from South Texas yet?
Was that the worst ever? I mean, man, my sinuses and everything, the last 2 days I were there, it was starting to, you'd blow your nose and you'd get blood. It reminded me when we'd go skiing in high altitude and dryness up there, you know?
Yeah, it is dry, man. That little front hit, I guess the day I left. I left the same day you did, and dadgum, that old north wind started blowing. Told Kenny, and said, man, you have a dust storm down here, bud.
It was a dust bowl when I left, man, that morning. I don't know. I left out there about 9.
Well, we kind of got messed up. We actually didn't leave till Sunday. Something there was something going on at the ranch, so we didn't leave till Sunday morning. So I just stayed here. Me and Cameron fished a couple of days, and then we left Sunday. And I've been hunting on that ranch a long time. I ain't never seen doves like that ever in my life.
There's millions of them. It's unbelievable. You know,
remember the morning it was foggy, whatever day it was, and you know, you shoot your bird, but you can't see nothing. And Kenny and Cameron went hunting some field over there, and they were through pretty quick. And I was hunting the tank right there, kind of close to the house. But I'll walk over there, and you know, I finally killed more birds. And it was late though. It took till about 9:30. I was walking back, and that fog lifted, and man, you could have went to jail. And then the next morning, remember that morning it was clear. I guess Sunday. I don't know what day it was, but whatever New Year's Day was. I mean, you're through in like 30 minutes. I mean, you're done hunting. And I just sit there and watch them. And Kenny come over there to get me, and I said, "I tell you what, Doug, I've been here a long time. You have too." Right? He said, "I think I may have seen it better than this." I said, "Nah, we ain't never seen it like this. Never. I never been to Argentina, but it was like blackbirds, man. There's more doves than there is blackbirds."
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
I can't believe the amount of quail Blaine's got. It's absolutely stupid.
Hey, we got some birds. We don't really shoot them. We shot four one afternoon. Hey, man, I shot a dove. I went to go pick him up. I said, "Hell, man, I must have wounded him." I said, "Man, that ain't my dove walking around. He done fell into a mill of a covey of quail, and they're all over their eyeballs." I said, "Look at this. My old quail's looking at my dead dove." I didn't shoot none of them. We were going home, and one afternoon, it was so pretty, man, in the afternoon. One little covey, and we shot four birds. And we just kind of leave them alone. Of course, we don't got none like y'all have there, but there's probably, I don't know, 12, 15 coveys over there.
Man, that's every street corner at Blaine's right now.
While
you're waiting for the sun to come up deer hunting, the quail will wake up right before it's legal shooting time, and they start going off, and I said, "How many quail are in this country down here?" And then when you're hunting just covey after covey crossing all the lanes, and it's just stupid.
Well, that's good for Blaine. I talked to Blaine Christmas morning. We were texting each other.
That's what he told me. He said I was texting with James.
Well, but that's good, though, man, because he get through this deer hunting, and then, you know, he burned them quail up with his guys, you know, to the end of the season there, you know.
Yeah, there were so many deer hunters we couldn't bird hunt. We'd have messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, but that'd be good.
I mean, there wasn't really supposed to be any there. You know, there was a couple of guys, a fireman and his son, we knew they were going to be there, and Craig from Texas City. And, man, they just started piling in. Everybody said, "Heck with it, we're going deer hunting," and here they come. I don't know, at one time we had about 35 people there.
Man, y'all were loaded. Well, there was nobody there but Kenny and Cameron. I see we were going to leave Christmas Day or the day after or whatever. But anyway, everybody
was there.
That's when
I left. I left Christmas morning.
Right, and we were leaving when you were. But, you know, everybody was down there. They had their kids and stuff. Kenny said, "Man, let's just go back on Sunday." So that's fine. But, see, Cameron's got to leave. So, really, we came home because he's got some stuff to do. He flies out. I got to take him to the airport this afternoon. He's going to Costa Rica, so we had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to turn around and go back Friday morning. And I'm going to shoot for a couple of days before it gets cold.
Yeah.
Down there. It's too good. I got to revamp, dude. I got to buy some bullets. It was crazy. We hunted a tank one afternoon. I was shooting my 28, and it was so good. You know, it's dry. You know what them birds do, you know, come into water. And we wanted
you,
a dog.
You get on some water, you got them, man.
Yeah, we only place we would shoot them where they would fall in the water so the dog could go get some exercise. Crazy, man. But no, I fished till, I think the last day I went was Christmas Eve, and it was really good. I think on the 23rd, we caught 40 and just quit. No, we caught 43. Christmas Eve, we caught 40. Same thing I've been doing.
You had Lavelle picked. Christmas Eve, didn't you?
I did.
I saw his old picture on Facebook.
Yeah, and it was real good. And then I moved. You know, I quit doing that. And we went back weight fishing. I knew we wasn't going to the ranch. So Cameron said, we'll fish a couple of days. And he's fishing with us. Sure, we'll go fishing a couple of days. But we fished Friday and Saturday. I shouldn't have went back Saturday. Friday was terrible. I mean, the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
There was boats, and I'm doing something different. We're just trying to catch something nice. There was, like, zero bite, man. It was terrible. Ended up fishing till dark like an idiot. Like, man, I'm watching the sun go down. I'm supposed to be resting. Then we turn around and go back Saturday, and it was worse than Friday. I said, man, am I that bad? I mean, I ain't been fishing around here, but I kind of know where to go.
Something
and
changed.
I called Larry and some people and said, man, it's terrible. These guys have been catching fish down here. Said, it's terrible. We can't hardly catch nothing. He had talked to three or four people. For some reason, on the dark of that moon, it just got poor, man. Just bad fishing.
Right.
What I was, you know, we were wading. I'm pretty much done boat fishing. But, no, it was tough. We caught a couple of nice trout, but it was terrible trying to get bites.
Yeah.
And then we left. So, but it happens. Usually that kind of stuff happens like in January for like 6 or 7 days. You just have a hard time catching anything.
Right.
Looked like it kind of happened kind of early. It was on that moon. You know, there wasn't no moon. And I don't know. You make all kind of excuses, but I know it got right Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Everybody's gone. It's just us. And, I mean, we're sitting where there should be some good ones. Hell, you can't even get a bite, man. Kenny went with us.
That's crazy.
Daddy, he said, I ain't never seen you change lures so many times. I said, well, I mean, you go from a jig to, and I'm not, actually, I didn't really throw any jigs. I didn't throw them up the hard baits and stuff like that. And I said, well, you go from top to floater to the bottom. Sooner or later, you ought to run into something if there's anything here. It didn't even look like nothing was nowhere. You know what I'm saying? No mullets moved. Just looked bad.
Yeah. Just dead.
In the 30s. I didn't know anything, or whatever day them storms, all them tornadoes was happening. I didn't know.
Right.
You know, we just went fishing. Buddy, that wind started blowing, and then it got to really blowing. I'm still fishing, and it's blowing like 30. I said, man, we'll look at the radar. I said, there's got to be some giant storm sucking this kind of wind up. And we looked at the radar. I said, man, look at that. And then all that tornado warning and stuff started going off.
Well, you know, when that weather went bad over here, it sucked we had a west wind, and I mean, it was hard. Those storms, you know, that west wind was feeding it from down south to over here, that warm air. And
100%, that's what we had too, same deal.
You know, it started out calm, and I said, man, why is this wind coming up? We don't have a front coming in. And then my phone started, all the alerts started going off, and I'm going, uh-oh. I called my wife to make sure she was okay. And she goes, it kind of went above us and below us. You know, the bad stuff. She still got some rain and a little bit of wind, but nothing like other people were getting. It was crazy.
Nah, it was terrible, dude. I just left my boat in the water, you know, Friday or whatever day it was. And then I see the black coming, and then it started getting all that stuff. I didn't know about all the tornado stuff. So I said, man, I'll load that boat before it starts raining.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it was blowing 35.
Right.
And then we got the rain, but just for like 10 minutes, dude, the little tail end line come through Galveston. And that's when all them tornadoes was over there where the White Ranch was and all that stuff. That's where all that stuff went down.
I'm telling you, Anahuac, all that area over there, they got it.
Yeah, it was nasty. But, well, that's good, man. You got to go hang out with Blaine and you see something good, kill him. If not, hey, I'll tell you what we did see on the ranch is a really good deer. I mean, a good one. One I would go hunt. Kenny looked at it, too. You know, we can hunt deers. We just really don't. Kenny takes the owner's daughter every now and then. She killed a nice deer last year, but this was a good deer, man. Outside his ears, real high horns. You know, it was a good one.
Well, I saw some beautiful deer. It just wasn't upgrades for me, and you know, I'm just, you know, unless I want that big eight. That's that's my dream buck, and I guess I want him so bad I'll never see him. But
oh, you'll see him. That's like stringing. That's like mounting a 7-pound trout. You know.
Yeah, I got him exactly. But I finally got a couple of scrubs, you know, for meat purposes.
Yeah, the pit bull is killing 135, 137-inch eights. Them are nice deer, man. They ain't nothing wrong with them deer.
Yeah,
at all.
For free range low fence, there's nothing wrong with that. But those two young men,
sure.
They deserved it, Corey and Little James. They fine people. I met some really, really fine people while I was there. And that fireman and his son that came down and booked hunt with Blaine, they're as good as gold.
All the deer hunting stuff you got to do. If you lease property, now you're feeding, then you get a place to stay, blah, 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 blah. If you don't go a lot, there's no sense in going with Blaine and let him do all that stuff. You go and then go home. I mean, if you're an every weekend guy, go to the ranch, that's different. But if you go hunt a couple times a year, just go with Blaine, man.
That's the only way to go. And it's actually more affordable.
Exactly. Save you a lot of grief, a lot of work, too.
Yeah, everybody wants their own place, which I understand that. But, man, it's so much money and so much work. I mean, you can book a couple outfitters a year and save money.
Ain't that the truth, man? It's like if you fish a little bit. You fish 4 or 5 times a year, and you're sitting on a $180,000 boat paying storage and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose, don't it?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you don't have to go with me, but go with somebody, man. If you like to fish, and go 3 or 4 times a year and forget about it.
No matter who you are, there's always a certain guide for you.
That's the truth. But not,
that's what
I think
makes the world go around.
Yeah, I think fish is going to be good, Mickey. I'm on a mission. I'm going to try to see how many good ones I can catch here. You know, I ain't going south. I got a lot of people want me to. They're catching a lot of good fish down there, but I think their fishing got slow, too, for a little bit.
Well, it's...
You know, the bite went bad everywhere. We checked with a lot of people. Hey, we call people in Costa Rica, people Cameron on, Dominican Republic. Man, just that little window right there, like nothing was biting, man. Nothing, you know. It's kind of weird, but we get on the front of this moon.
Damn deer moving. That rut is on big time.
They're on, ain't they? Hey, I was walking down here that tank that morning in the fog. A little doe walked out in front of me, and I just stopped. I said, okay, I guarantee you there's a buck on her, but it was so foggy I couldn't see. He might have been right there, and I could have never saw him, you know.
Well, you can rest sure if there's a doe by herself, there's a buck in the brush. He's on her. She's
They are definitely on them does right now, for sure.
I got to witness one good buck fight while I was there. It was 2 8-pointers. One was a shooter, and the other one was just, he was a little young yet. But that, the 6-year-old won. But, man, they got it on.
They were doing it,
hot and heavy. They got behind this mod out of my west window on that between two west lanes that a lot of good bucks come out on down there. And that blind and a hunt, and you can see them. They bristled up and started doing the old circle walk and stiff legged, and then they kind of walked off the sendero and they got behind this thick mott. And I quit paying attention. I quit looking that way. I was watching another buck down another lane, and then they went off. You could hear the grunting, and then the horn started locking up. And apparently that little eight, he got smashed in the brush. There was limbs breaking, snapping. And
no kidding.
For about 2 minutes, it was hot and heavy. And then that big eight walked back out and got on that doe that was feeding there. And that was his doe, and he wasn't letting anybody get near. And that was pretty cool. And, you know, I heard something I never hear down there is doe bleats. You know how does will call a buck in. You know, I'm ready. Come get me. I heard several of those during hunts down there too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Hey, man, it's cool sitting there and seeing all that stuff.
It is.
I like to watch them little quails while you're sitting there deer hunting. Running
me, it's so dry. Their little old feet were leaving dust trails, little rooster tails of dust behind them when they were. run across the sit there. I'm going, it is dry.
It is dry. Hey, when the quails is kicking up, does hey, you know, really, you look at a quail, and I'm looking at them, man, you know, they're cool, but they're really stupid. No wonder they die all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what's even more stupid is turkeys.
I almost ran through a
whole flock of them standing in the middle of the highway when I left the other morning. And if I hadn't got on the brakes, I'd have wiped my truck out. I had one.
Yeah.
He flew up when my bumper must have touched him. When I was coming to a stop, he flew up and landed on the hood and just walked off my hood and then flew off.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's crazy.
Probably 12 or 14. And every one of them were toms. They were gobblers.
You know, in place that's I'm telling you, at Raj Ranch, in his place in San Diego, hey, they're sitting in the trees. Hey, I think if you leave your car door open, they'll get in there.
I'm telling you.
Man, these things are nasty, right? Oh, yeah, these things ain't no good. Everybody get turkey calls and sit in the ticks trying to kill one. Man, just go run over one with your truck, man.
Are the grass burrs real bad down there where you're hunting?
No, Mickey, they wasn't very bad.
Them cucklebirds are terrible at Blaine's.
Well, the grass finally died. In one of them fields, they put cows in, and it kind of ate the grass down. But you ain't got no problem finding birds. First part of the season, which I usually don't go, you had to make sure you made them land where you could go find them. I lost two or three birds shooting in an area, and I said, I ain't doing that no more. I can't find them, but it's easy right now. It's easy.
Well, I'm glad y'all had fun. I did, too.
I'm glad you did, too, buddy.
Life goes on. I needed that vacation big time. I'm ready to roll now, brother.
Yeah, it's a good little break, man. I got some
stuff
to
do.
We're fit to get back after it here in a little bit.
I love South Texas. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, James, get on the books for some good winter and spring waiting coming up, how they get a hold of you, man.
Yeah, they can call me. I actually answer the phone probably. 409-771-7306.
All right, brother. James, have a good day. Good talking to you, man.
You too, buddy. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year. See you, dog.
See ya.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out first hand right there at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles and diffusers and regulators. They refill your bottles there at the store. And if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's, just good quality seafood. They're big 9-12 counts, they're 15-18s. And with crawfish season, it's starting kind of early this year. They've been having some, so check that for availability. And their Cajun grill next door. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you, my friend?
What's up, brother?
Happy New Year to you, brother.
Happy New Year and happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm close.
I forgot about that. I try not to count those, man.
were you up hunting or what were you doing this year?
Yes, I was in South Texas as always. And,
nice. And you get anything good?
No, I never really saw what I wanted. Well, I saw a lot of beautiful deer, but not the...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no sense in taking one if you don't need it. I caught a couple of, you know, got me a couple of ratchet heads for meat purposes. And
nice.
Good to go, man.
Good, brother. Good. Well, glad and grateful for an opportunity to go do it again. I'm sure that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's something sweet to look forward to and live for another year.
Well, heck yeah, brother. Yeah. That's it, man. Well,
it was good out with a lot of my buddies that I don't get to see all season and spend a week with them and have some good times, good talks.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. You'll remember those, you know. I remember those forever. Heck yeah. Well, we finished out 2024 strong, man, and finally that weather gave us a little break those last two or three days in December, and we were able to get out there, man. You want to talk about just some beautiful snapper coming in. Awesome. You know, true Texas wintertime snapper fishing. Going half the distance for twice as big as fish in the summer. I mean, it's just something that you just can't beat.
That one
you
day you had before I left, I mean, that was incredible. I think y'all's smallest snapper was like, what, 17 pounds or something?
17, yeah, like 17.2.
Gosh.
It was nuts, man. It there's no other way to put it.
Right.
It was just nuts. And we got to do it three times, I think, in that last week and a half. In fact, I just posted up on the Sickos page our snapper shots from the last, you know, from the last little go there in December. But, gosh, just some giants, man. Super fun, like pulling in freight trains, you know, just insane. Great, great, great time. So we're blessed to be able to do it. It felt good, man, because if we didn't get out there and smack them around a little bit after they had opened it up for 45 days, that's just not right, you know?
Yeah.
That just ain't right. You got to be able to get out there and do it. And, gosh, other than the very opening, which I believe was like November 15th time frame, because they opened it for 45 days, it was calm then, but I was having my back stuff done, so I couldn't get out. And then it was rough the whole rest of November and all December until that last little portion. So, buddy, we were taking advantage of it. I was moving trips around every day. It was calm to be able to go in the whole nine, you know.
Man.
But it panned out well. Now we get to go catch a bunch of other fish and continue prepping and getting ready for our main season. So. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We're looking forward to it.
Well, is that inshore stuff still staying hot, you know, with the, you know, drum and reds and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, we're starting to see those big old sheep's heads starting to show up when we're fishing around the jetty
system.
That's right. So we're catching a few of those guys. They're not in, like, you know, by the thousands yet, but
catching
some
be.
Of those.
Just hang yes. on. They're coming.
They will be. Slot reds are still there, which is great. Catching a few of those guys here and there. You know, flounder has been tough this last week and a half. Super, super tough compared to what we had it, of course, you know, that back t- or that first 10 days after December 15th.
Right.
But that's to be expected. Usually we get another, you know, I was talking to Shane about last year, and, you know, usually we get another flounder push in January, you know, when these cold fronts start moving through. And, you know, so that's what we're hoping and looking forward to, that we'll kind of get a second push and be able to start whacking them again sometime this month. But
well, there's good fronts coming next week, and you're going to have temperatures in the 30s for about 5 days. That'll spark something, you know, some kind of run.
That'll spark some hypothermia for me.
Golly,
in the 30s. Yeah, that's a little chilly for me, brother.
Yeah, for nighttime lows and daytime low 50s. So.
Well, I mean, it should kick them on. If we're going to get another little push, you know, it should get them moving again. So. You know, I guess that is the pro to this whole deal. And, gosh, hopefully we don't have to experience another freeze or something crazy like that. But,
no.
You know, ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Nobody likes the F word, freeze or fog.
Yeah, freeze or fog. Yeah. That's right. That's right, man. shoot there at the
amazed down there on my trip. We only had one foggy morning, and it really
wasn't that's that crazy.
You know, I could still see about 200 yards out, so but it was fog.
Wow.
And any kind of moisture in the air is welcome down there. I've never seen it that dry. I've been hunting down there a long time.
Really?
42 years. Yeah, it was really dry. I was really amazed.
Man, that's nuts.
Powder dry. I mean, all the cinders and the sand is just like talcum powder.
Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little odd for from year to year, it sounds like.
Yeah, you watch those deer eat, and when they go down to pick up a kernel of corn, they just blow the dirt away from it and just lick it up with their tongue. Keep on.
Really?
Yeah. I always wondered how they did that without getting dirt in their mouth.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Wow. Well, it's gonna be a good year, Mickey. I'm grateful for another year and just to be able to do what we love, man. It's just such a blessing. And thanks for anybody and everybody who supported us over the last year that's listening, man. Just, you know, liking and sharing and commenting, and people who voted for us. We were blessed enough
That's right. Y'all won that charter boat thing of the year again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you, brother. And thank everybody who supported us for sure.
Y'all really do.
We do. But we have fun doing it. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Now it's ready to get ready for the fishing show, buddy.
Yeah, that's
it's coming. It is coming. February.
This year it's in February.
Yep, February 12th through the 16th. February 12th through the 16th, I believe it is. And, gosh, we're putting together some really, really cool stuff for it. I'm super excited. We're going to get with a whole bunch of our sponsors and put together this huge package. And when you come by our booth and, you know, either book with us or put a deposit down, somebody's gonna win at the end of this thing, like, a package worth $5,000. It's going to be so cool, man. So we're really excited for it.
Boy,
yeah, it's going to be a doozy.
Come down there and book a trip.
Come on, get entered.
Get on the books.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet, man. We're giving away a big kayak and big turtle box, you know, audios. It's just going to be cool. I won't give too much away yet, but we're prepping for it. It's going to be awesome, man. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, man. Then we get to see all of the crazies that love fishing in the outdoors like we do. You know, you gotta be a little throwed off to do it as much as we do. So that's always good, getting us all in a room.
Well, I tell you, when you get into saltwater fishing and well, bass fishing too. I better throw those boys in there and deer hunting.
Oh yeah,
thing. I mean, people are—they're dead serious about it. I mean, they take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I thought I enjoyed it. Hell, I'm just going through the motions compared to those people. Jeez. All right, Sharky. Well, hey, I'm running out of time here, buddy. And I want to wish you a happy New Year and hope you have a great day. If somebody wants to get with you guys and come down and book, give them some info.
Thanks so much, Mickey, man. God bless. Happy New Year. Yeah, guys, hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Get booked up, hooked up. Come on, lodge with us at Bayside. We'd love to have you guys. God bless you all, and Happy New Year's.
Very good.
Mickey, we'll talk to you on Thursday, brother.
You got it, my friend. See you now.
All right, my friend. Have a blessed one. Talk to you soon.
You too.
See you.
Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So, and again, if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.